The Folklife Festival is the largest free folk festival in the country. Okay, now, it is a free festival, but it takes hundreds of thousands of dollars to put this on every year. So what we're asking is for you to give generously. Become a friend of Folklife, sign up for it. In fact, a really good technique, and I did it this morning on my way in, is to drop a check. Write big numbers on a check, slip it into the box, and that way they'll keep track of you. You become a friend of Folklife, and you'll get mailings from them. You'll get a schedule next year before the event. That's a really nice thing to have. You kind of plot your festival strategy well in advance. We're just about, yeah, we'll go ahead and introduce it. Okay, we're doing a little bit of tune. Okay, we're going to do some, we're going to do fishing, mainly the tuna fish, right? So we'll go for a little bit more about Folklife. There's information on Folklife in any of the information booths if you would like. And do you have CDs, I assume? Okay. So if you'd like CDs of this, you can go to the Alki room. And do you have any here also? Go to the Alki room. Okay, yeah. Limited number right here. But the best place to get them is in the Alki room. On your way to the Alki room today, drop by the Green Courtyard. It's a chance to learn a little bit more to simplify your lifestyle and minimize carbon footprint on the earth, okay? I'd like to introduce... Okay, a little more on the steel. Sound checks. We're just about ready to go here. People feeling a little bit warmer. Can I feel those trade winds coming at you? Yeah, actually, I was on Kauai just not over a month ago, and quite a magical experience. There is a very long Hawaiian tradition in the Seattle area, and I think thanks to the credit of people like Mark. Man, Jack, but there are a lot of people that are very much involved in the Hawaiian musical tradition, and you'll find it just about wherever you turn. Gene, and you've been, and Susie in this for years and years as well. And in fact, Kalama is a family in Hawaii, but it's also a town on the Columbia River. And as I understand, there was quite a hoot here, what, about 2 years ago, where that family dropped in on the town of Kalama. So there's just a long, long tradition.
There's still a festival.
And there's still an August festival in Kalama?
Yeah.
Amazing. What, one little...
It started 15 years before Seattle.
Okay, it started 15 years before Seattle. Interesting thing I had known about slack key guitar, and that was that the origin of slack key guitar was by the cowboys in Hawaii in the 1830s. Isn't that interesting? I mean, you think about, you know, the black and white movies and, you know, riding off the sunset with a guitar and a horse and so forth. Well, you know, that musical tradition went back in the same thing in the 1830s in Hawaii, and that's the origin of slack key. We're going to get some examples of that, but what I'd like to do now is to introduce Mark Kailani? Kailani. Okay. Nelson. Jack Alstadt. And we're going to be transported to the tropics. Welcome.
Thank you. Jack Aldrich on steel guitar. Mahalo, thank you. What a treat it is to be here playing music for you on this glorious day with my dear friend Jack. Okay, yes, you got the whole story of Hawaiian slack key, so I don't have to say a word. Other than, I do want to tell you one little story. Because when I first played slack key, you might notice that I'm not Hawaiian, nor do I have a Hawaiian accent. I started playing slack key quite a few years ago because I heard the music when I was a child and it kind of seeped into my soul. And I guess it seeped into my soul to the point that in my playing, people said, "Are you playing slack key?" I said, "No." So I said, enough people said that, I said, I better learn. So I went to Hawaii to learn how to play slack key. And this was a long time ago. And I'd go up to somebody and say, "Are you playing slack key?" They'd say, "No." And the guitar would go back in the case. True story. But I have big ears, so I listened. And I was able to play some, and I went back to Hawaii after I could play just a little bit. And the doors opened. And it's such a treat to play this music. And I got to be friends with the Beamer family, great family, musical family in Hawaii. And Auntie Nona Beamer gave me the name Kailana. That's why I use it. Kailana means, now Auntie Nona, she was described as a sweet little old lady with a spine of rebar by a friend. She gave me this name, Kailana. Kai, of course, is the ocean close to shore. Lana means a lot of different things. Means gentle, sort of like slack key, gentle. It also means to be anchored, beautiful name, or to drift. And I thought about that. I thought about my name that she'd given me all night after she gave it to me. I was so proud. And then it hit me in the middle of the night. And I went to her the next morning. I said, I understand the name you gave me. Drifting Kailana drifting gently on the surface of the ocean. Or in English, Bob. She was a funny lady. We're going to play a beautiful hymn that was written by Johnny Almeida called Yesu Meka Kanaka Vai Vai. Changed tuning, by the way. For those of you who are guitar players, I'm now in a different slack key tuning called Fabulous Name, Drop C.
And the steel player says, oh boy.
Yeah, I don't care. I was just giving you the tuning. Thank you. Thank you to the international sign language to the sound guy. I'm plugging in my ear now.
Is it time for me to plug my ear in too?
Yeah. It's time for you to plug your ears.
Oh no, not that.
You know, one of the things I truly love about what little my very dipping my toes into the world of Hawaiian music is learning this instrument. Ukulele comes originally from Portugal. It was brought to Hawaii in the 1880s, and they brought it back to here in 1903, I believe it was, and it took off. It's a huge craze. And then there was another big ukulele craze in the 50s, and we're in the middle of yet another one. Of course, one of the first things that happened when the ukulele got to our village here was we made it louder.
That's loud, friends.
It is loud. Could you bring this down just a little bit in the monitors, please? Thank you. Anyway, let's see. What are we going to do, Jack? Let's play. Oh, this is a Matty Lamb song. This is a pretty long, pretty song. This is one of my favorite songs. Listen to the sweet singing bamboo. It's singing a little love song to you, telling of a small island rendezvous, a heaven that was made just for two, where trade winds softly kisses the cocoa palms, flower-scented nights calling you to my arms. So listen to the sweet singing bamboo. It's singing a little love song to you.
Make me cry. Yeah.
Sing. Listen to the sweet singing bamboo. It's singing a little love song to you, telling of a small island rendezvous, a heaven that was made just for two, where trade wind softly kisses the cocoa palm, flower-scented nights calling you to my arms. So listen to the sweet singing bamboo. It's singing a little love song to you. It's singing a little love song to you. It's singing a little love song to you. Mahalo, mahalo, thank you.
It's ukulele time.
We're going to feature Jack on the ukulele. No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Sorry. I'm going to play a little ukulele style that I learned from Sheldon Brown. Sheldon is on Maui, and his family, the Brown family, are a fairly respected musical family there, about as respected as they get. Kevin Brown, Ikaika Brown, Kevin's son, big slack key player, wonderful. And Sheldon plays slack key ukulele. And so I've taken my ukulele and I've dropped it down to a different slack key tuning. We're gonna play a little thing I have a fabulous name for it. I used to call it Ukulele Slack Key Number 1. But my class at the Aloha Music Camp this year, because of where our workshop was in near the bushes, we decided to rename it the Amorous Mongoose.
Hey, I'd like my ukulele stand.
That works for me. Are you there? Okay.
That's why they call him a sideman. Okay, we got time for about two more songs. We're gonna do about two more songs. Okay. Mass Exodus. They knew what's coming. They knew where this song was going. See, one of the things that I truly love about getting involved with the Hawaiian music scene, you go down to the beach on a Friday afternoon after school, and the kids are down there playing their ukuleles and their guitars. And they'll play slack key, they'll play a song that was written by Queen Liliuokalani, then they'll play a Bob Marley song, then they'll play a doo-wop song. You used to be able to buy, you know, the records you'd buy, records, CDs, you know, by groups like Pure Heart. They were all over the map, every kind of music, and I love every kind of music. You know, so much So much of us guys who get into folk music, we get solid on we have to only play one style. You know, that's not the way they played it back then. Well, this is the way we play it now. So, in the interest of that, we're gonna play a Hawaiian song by the great Hawaiian composer from Bakersfield, Buck Owens.
One, two.
I just came in here from force of habit. I don't intend to spend too much time in here. But I heard you matching for the jukebox. And if you play A11, there'll be tears. I don't know.
You try to stay up.
Yeah. But first, we're going to leave you with an instrumental tune that has some of the greatest lyrics. Those hula blues. You wiggle, you giggle, with those hula blues. It's in the land of golden showers. That's always the problem there. Anyway, thank you very much. I'm going to be doing a slack key workshop somewhere in a half an hour, and there's a number of very fine slack key players, much better than me, are going to come by and share their thoughts and their playing. So please come on over to that, or listen to the next group, which will also be cool. And I want to thank you very much for listening. I want to thank Jack for... Mahalo. Thank you very much.
That's Mark Nelson, Jack Aldrich. And by the way, the workshop that they spoke of is in the Olympic Room, Slack Key Guitar Workshop, in the Olympic Room starting at 2 o'clock. And the Olympic Room is in the Northwest Court. Do you have CDs out, Jack? Do you have CDs? Okay, Mark's got CDs as well, so if you want to pick up CDs, go to the Alki Room. Go to the Alki Room. Thank you for coming to Folk Life here.